Obedience, a supernatural fanfic written by Sparks Flame and read by Katie Hart
and Sarshi.
Rated explicit, pairing Castiel Gabriel. Additional tags for Dom Sub Dynamics, Sub Gabriel, Dom Castiel, Orgasm Denial, Obedience, Blowjobs, and Spanking.
Lay down on the bed.
Orders Castiel, calm and collected as always.
On your back, legs spread. Hold on to the headboard with both hands and don't let go unless I tell you to.
He gets off on it, Gabriel thinks, as he scrambles to obey Castiel's orders. Naked as the day his vessel was born, in stark contrast to Castiel's immaculate suit and tie, and coat discarded over a chair. Gets off on Gabriel being naked whilst he's fully clothed. Gets off on Gabriel's obedience and willingness and neediness. Gets off on having an archangel, his direct superior, lying voluntarily helpless on the bed beneath him. Cass also really, really gets off on sucking cock.
Good boy,
murmurs Castiel, rolling the sleeves of his shirt up to his elbows. And it's ridiculous how such a small motion gets Gabriel hard, gets him shifting on the bed to arch his hips up just a little. Castiel shakes his head at Gabriel's eagerness, crawling onto the bed to kneel between Gabriel's legs and close warm hands over the soft curve of his hips.
Stay still,
he warns, voice fond but serious.
I didn't tell you that you could move.
Yes, sir, murmurs Gabriel contritely, and is rewarded by a hot puff of breath over the head of his cock. It takes everything he has not to buck up against the shock of it, body locked in place and trembling against the mattress as Castiel smiles at his restraint. He rubs a hand over Gabriel's stomach, enjoys the way his elder brother purrs under the attention.
You're so good for me, aren't you?
He says thoughtfully, hand slipping lower and lower over the softness and curve of Gabriel's stomach, until it reaches his pubic hair, tugging lightly on the golden hairs and watching as Gabriel suppresses a flinch.
So obedient, aren't you?
Yes, sir, manages Gabriel, through the burst of sensation that is Castiel's mildly callous fingers brushing over his balls and inner thighs. Oh my, please, fuck, please touch me, sir.
I will.
Promises Castiel graciously, magnanimously.
But you're not going to be allowed to come.
The noise Gabriel makes at that is broken, and Castiel's not even touched him properly yet. Is still drawing circles on his inner thigh. It's not unusual that he's not allowed to come. God knows he loves it, loves being used and unsatisfied. But usually Castiel's kind enough not to tell him until he's close. Not make him suffer through everything, knowing he's going to be unable to find release at the end.
And then,
continues Castiel, as if Gabriel isn't whimpering softly in front of him,
I'm going to flip you over and spank you until you come.
Gabriel can do that, he's discovered, if he's wound up enough beforehand. Can come just from his ass being beaten and a leg underneath for him to rut against. He doesn't give Gabriel a choice, doesn't give him a chance to say yes or no, just moves his hands back to Gabriel's hips to pin him to the bed, and then leans forward and swallows Gabriel's cock down in one motion. Gabriel squirms beneath him, keens and pants. Castiel's so good at this it should be illegal, using his tongue and throat to make Gabriel tremble with the strain of not moving, not thrusting up into his mouth. It would be so easy to just push up against the restraint of Castiel's hands on his hips and thrust one, two, three, and come, spill over Castiel's face and tongue, get to lick it all off afterwards, and kiss Castiel deep to clean it out his mouth. They've done that before, and Gabriel loves it. They both love it. It would be so easy. But he's not allowed to do that right now. Sir has told him to stay still, to not come, and so that's what he's doing no matter how the fire building in his stomach burns hungry for more. After what seems like an eternity, but can't possibly be much more than 5 minutes, Castiel pulls off with an obscene pop, lips swollen red and slick, a content look on his face.
There we are,
he says, and Gabriel could whimper with relief. He'll be able to come soon, be able to feel Castiel's hand on his ass, be able to squirm all he wants.
You're halfway there.
Gabriel's groans of frustration are cut off by whimpers as Castiel's mouth goes back to work, bringing Gabriel mercilessly to the edge and holding him there, so good it hurts. The end.
I swear to God, I've never read Castiel worse in my life.
I just love the little looking around when... What line was it?
I'm not sure.
Which one was it?
I'm not sure which one you're talking about.
Can't remember which one it was, but just the look you gave, just is mom around?
Yeah. I do that, don't I? It's embarrassing. I'm a porn reader.
Then I can't say it with a straight face.
Hey, if I had read that, I would have read Spanking English.
Okay.
Don't read the summary since it's just a quote.
I'm not.
Okay. It's a typo, okay?
Yeah. Shush, don't.
It was a Castiel made of a coat, okay? Shit. I lost my girl.
Oh.
Stay still. What? Too growly.
Yes, sir. Murmurs Gabriel con. How is that supposed to sound contritely?
I have no idea. I think the way you said it is okay, so not sure. So, so obedient. What the hell is wrong with my Castiel?
I don't know.
I will. For God's sake, what the hell is wrong?
Master, I hurt.
I will. And, God, be kidding me. I'm going to... I'm going... Shut up.
And the leg underneath her... Gabriel squirms beneath him. Knees. Keens. Keens. Knees.
There we are. What the hell just happened? I swear to God, do I just sound possessed?
Just a tiny little bit.
I think I fucked up every single one of Castiel's lines in this one.
Gabriel's groans of frustration are cut off by whimpers as Castiel's mouth gets back to work. Gabriel's groans of... What?
Just a weird position sound, okay?